You're listening to Numbers by Barons. It's Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3.8%. That's how much Boeing stock dropped on Monday. It follows even bigger losses on Friday. That's when emails and instant messages between Boeing employees from 2016 surfaced. The messages suggested that Boeing knew about potential issues with the 737 MAX software system, now blamed for two deadly crashes, but the company still let the planes fly. And on Monday, several analysts cut their ratings on the stock. Some are worried that the perception of a lack of disclosure at Boeing could attract even greater regulatory scrutiny of the company. The next number up is $210 billion. That's how much money has flowed out of actively managed U.S. equity funds in the past year. It's not a new trend. Fund managers have had a tough time beating index funds for years, and investors are responding. Meanwhile, mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, that track indexes have seen $238 billion in inflows over the past year. Essentially, money is flowing away from expensive stock-picking human managers and over to passive strategies that just buy the entire market for very low fees. Our last number is 165%. That's how much Snap stock has soared this year, and that's even after dropping almost 20% from its peak this summer. Some analysts are concerned that the owner of Snapchat is facing increasing competition from other social media platforms. That includes Instagram, owned by Facebook, and the video app TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. But more bullish analysts focus on Snapchat's growing user base abroad and highlight new products in the company's advertising business. Both sides will get a look at the numbers this afternoon when Snap reports its third quarter results. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a lovely day.